Welcome back, everybody, to another episode. You know, I've had a lot of stuff going on lately. Right now, I am in Copper Hill, Tennessee, / McKaysville, Georgia. I've been here for about 2.5 months now. And it is definitely quite different than what I'm used to, which is Long Island, upstate New York, stuff like that. It's a very, very small town, you know, southern, which I'm not used to the south at all by any means. But yeah, this is, you know, south of that Mason-Dixon line. And, you know, a lot of interesting stuff down here, which is, you know, I'm really glad that I'm down here experiencing it. But, you know, it's given me a lot of time to, you know, think about a lot of stuff. You know, it's been a crazy 2.5 years for me. And in another episode, I'll kind of share some of the stuff going on there. But, you know, my sister, my dad. But, you know, yeah, just reflecting on a lot of different things, you know, my life right now and, you know, where I'm at in my life. I'm definitely not where I ever thought I'd be, you know, right now. You know, by this point in my life, I thought I'd, you know, have a house, you know, have family, wife, and I don't have any of those right now, you know, so it's, I don't know, you just wonder, especially after the stuff I've been through. But, you know, screw it, let me get into it so everybody has a little bit more understanding of what I'm really talking about. But, you know, my life really kind of took a dramatic turn for the worst 2.5 years ago when my sister passed away, July 2nd. And, yeah, me and my sister were, you know, best friends, unbelievably close to each other. And just threw my whole world upside down, threw the whole family's, you know, world upside down. And then less than a year after that, my dad passed away, literally in my arms. And, you know, everything just crumbled. You know, sister passing away, my dad passing away, and then a lot of internal shit happened with the family. Just absolutely devastating. And it's amazing, you know, when I look at life and all that kind of stuff, it's amazing how life can literally change in a blink of an eye. And if you don't think it could happen, then you're sadly mistaken. Because it happened to me, and it could happen to anybody. And life is fragile. Unbelievably fragile. And I never realized that, you know, that much, that, you know, because it wasn't, I haven't had anything like that happen in my life before. You know, so looking at it right now and, you know, looking at my entire life, I'm definitely not where I want to be. You know, for the longest time, I got to say easily 20 years. I've always had this feeling, I guess, you know, that I'm made for something more. Can't really explain it, I guess, you know, what that feeling was, but I've always had it inside me. You know, whether it was snowboarding, you know, bodybuilding, you know, working on the ranch upstate, didn't matter what I was doing. Every single year, I've always had this burning sensation inside me of you know, there being greatness out there for me. And lately, I'm just kind of wondering if it's ever going to happen, you know? Wondering if I just missed the opportunity or if it's still out there for me in the future. I'm not sure. And I'm absolutely scared to death of, you know, if it's not going to happen. You know, if the last 20 years of me working my ass off was, you know, for nothing. You know, none of us have a crystal ball in front of our face. And the only thing I can do is, you know, keep having that vision, keep dreaming. But at the same side of the coin, work my fucking face off to get what I want. And it's basically what I have to do. I mean, I'm definitely not going to go out without a fight. And I've told a lot of people that, you know, I'm either going to be extremely, extremely successful in my life and reach every dream and goal that I've ever had, because it's so vividly clear in my own brain, or I'm literally going to die trying. I don't think there's any middle point for me. You know, I literally think it's the fork in the road. It's either I'm going to go left and be unbelievably successful, or it's go to the right and it's death. Because there's nothing else I want to do than literally live my life the way I want to live it on my terms, my goals. And that's it, you know. I got a lot of stuff going on right now. There's so many question marks in regards to, you know, the house that I've lived at upstate New York for 17 years. And got all my stuff up there. All the stuff that I have in storage up there is literally my life. And I don't think anybody on this planet can ever understand how important that stuff is to me. Because they just don't know what it is. You know, I'm a very, 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 very sentimental guy. And a lot of that stuff, no, all that stuff has a sentimental value, and it leads into my dreams, my goals, the whole nine yards. So I'm going to keep pushing for it. Hopefully it's not too late. You know, I've always had the saying of, you know, I'm still breathing, so it means I still have a chance, which is true. And I look at I think about my sister right now, and she's not alive anymore. She's dead. So she doesn't have a chance. She had dreams. She had goals that she'll never be able to fulfill because she's no longer here. Same thing with my dad. My dad is no longer here. He's dead. He had dreams. He had goals. He reached a lot of them because obviously he was, you know, older than my sister, so he was able to achieve them. But I know there was a tremendous amount of things he still wanted to, you know, check off his list before he left here. And part of it is that I knew what some of my sister's goals were. I knew what some of my dad's were. I mean, I was closer with those two people than anybody else. With all the communications that, you know, the conversations we've had back and forth. And part of why I'm so fucking nervous with everything going on right now is that with everything I'm attempting to do has a major, major, major factor with my sister and my dad. Helping fulfill their goals at the same intertwining factor of fulfilling my goals and leaving their legacy behind. I mean, if I died today, what am I leaving behind? What am I going to be remembered for? You know? So that's what I'm thinking about. I think about it on a daily basis. You know, if I ever have kids, which I want to. Let's say I have kids and then I die shortly after that. I don't want them to ever say, you know, who was dad? You know, who was Garrett? You know, what kind of person was he? I want to leave behind a legacy where they can, with all the stuff that I'm planning on doing, for them to say, even if I'm not here, they still know exactly who I was, as if I was still there. And life is crazy, you know? I feel like, timing-wise, that, especially over the last 20 years, the last 20 years have been pretty damn big for me. Now looking back, I feel like it wasn't my time. I feel like I needed to still keep, you know, I needed to keep adding puzzle pieces to the overall picture of what I'm going through to make me who I am. I needed to be born and raised on Long Island, which I was, to get my roots there, to get my, you know, to get that foundation for who I was. And that foundation basically gave me the strength, kind of that attitude of you don't get stepped on, you don't get walked on, you know? But then I lived upstate New York, which was a complete transformation for me. Living upstate New York was, I mean, that was a culture shock. Living in the middle of the woods, not around a lot of people at all, living on a dirt road. I mean, that was, but I still needed to go through that to kind of be part of this whole Long Island cowboy brand that I am, you know, that countryside. But then I feel like I had to go down to Texas to keep adding pieces to this puzzle, learning about, you know, Texas and learning how to dance down there, going to rodeos. You know, then I came back, and then it was like, you know, spending time in Nashville, then going back to Texas, which I learned even more. And again, now I'm in the South. Small town. I think the population between these two, you know, sister towns here is like less than 1,000 people. It's a freaking ghost town. I'm walking around right now because I do a lot of night walking. Some people tell me not to do it, but I don't give a shit. Fuck it. If it's my day to go, right? Just different, but I truly believe that I'm supposed to be doing this right now. Like, it's just kind of part of my, like, hey, you needed to taste the South, add a little bit more of that ingredients to the overall picture, and then we're just gonna pop. I don't know when that's gonna be. I'm hoping it's sooner than later, because there's so many damn things that I want to do in my life. Man, if y'all only knew. Be crazy. But, you know, again, I'm still here. Still breathing. Which is a good thing. Because it could have been many, many times where I just said, you know what, fuck it, I'm out. But I'm still here. So, anyways, again, just a lot on my mind. Thinking about a lot of stuff. And just, you know, hoping that I can keep forging forward with my dreams, my goals. I hope I reach them. And because right now it's looking, I don't know, just kind of feels like it's, sometimes it feels it's reachable. And sometimes it feels like it's out of reach by a mile, 10 miles, 1,000 miles. And I just hope that, you know, I can make my sister and my dad proud with everything I'm doing right now, but then also everything I'm about to do. So that's what keeps me going right now. That's what keeps me going. So anyways, thanks guys for listening. If you got any questions for me, make sure you send them my way. I'll answer them on upcoming episodes. Love to hear your questions. And make sure you follow me on Instagram, The Long Island Cowboy. Facebook is Long Island Cowboy. I've also got YouTube channel, Long Island Cowboy. I'm also on TikTok, Long Island Cowboy, which I'm just starting at. So I'm on every social media platform there is. Snapchat, the LI Cowboy. So you guys could reach me in any different direction. So hope you guys are doing great. Talk to you all soon.